This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on May 4th, 2017. I'm Seymourie Ainsborough. Hundreds of thousands of people will die because a UN conference has refused to list chrysotile asbestos as a hazardous substance. The conference, which was held in Geneva this week, voted against including asbestos in the list of substances that must be clearly labeled before it can be exported or imported. The list is included in the Rotterdam Convention, which is a multilateral treaty signed by 154 UN states. There was hope that the conference would finally include chrysotile asbestos in the list of dangerous substances, but for the sixth time it has refused. Inclusion on the list must be approved by all the signatories of the treaty. A small minority of countries with commercial interests in the continued use of asbestos voted against adding the substance to the convention's list. They include India, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Russia, Syria, and Zimbabwe. Canada, which was for years a major exporter of asbestos and had been against its inclusion on the list, voted this time to add the substance to the agreement. One of the global unions which has been fighting hard to include chrysotile asbestos in the Rotterdam Convention is Industriall. Industriall represents more than 50 million workers in 140 countries. They are members of unions operating in a wide range of sectors, including mining, energy, and manufacturing. Walter Sanchez, the General Secretary of Industriall, told the media that so long as just one country can exercise a veto over good science and common sense, the Rotterdam Convention is discredited. In a previous interview with Radio Labour, Industriall's Director for Health, Safety and Sustainability, Brian Kohler, described chrysotile asbestos.
Well, chrysotile is a fiber. It's like other asbestos fibers. It's very fine. It's valued for its fire resistance and mechanical strength. But it has the property that it lodges in the lungs and can produce a couple of effects, fibrosis and obstruction of the lungs, which is known as asbestosis, but also cancers such as lung cancers and a particular type of cancer of the lining of the lung called mesothelioma. Now, mesothelioma is a particularly nasty way to die. You would feel like you were gradually being suffocated, even though you can feel the air around you. You can't breathe it in. And it literally chokes you to death slowly.
Mr. Kohler was asked why people are still working with chrysotile asbestos after it had been proven conclusively by many studies to be deadly.
Because it's commercially valuable. The asbestos industry actually perfected, if not invented, the technique of creating scientific doubt in order to prevent a decision being made. These techniques, which were early used by the asbestos industry, were actually later copied by the tobacco industry and now are being used by the climate change deniers. They realize that to win, all you have to do is create doubt. You don't actually have to disprove the science. You just have to create a certain threshold level of doubt. So the industry learned this very early and began producing junk science to indicate that something that like chrysotile could be used safely. We've looked at the science. We've concluded that it's junk science. We've looked instead at the thousands of victims that we represent in the trade union movement, and we conclude that it's inescapable, and the science backs us up that chrysotile is a deadly substance and should be listed under the Rotterdam Convention as a start, at least. I mean, the Rotterdam Convention itself isn't a ban on a substance, but at least it would be a start.
2 million tons of asbestos is still being mined, sold, and used across the world every year. And according to Industriall, the deadly consequences will endure for decades to come. If countries have to give prior informed consent to import chrysotile asbestos, it is expected to reduce the trade in the fatal mineral. Industriall is asking labor unions to write to their governments to support a proposal to amend the Rotterdam Convention so that no single country has the power of veto to stop a dangerous substance being on the list. The proposal, submitted by 12 countries in the African region, would mean that in the absence of a consensus, a substance could be listed as hazardous if a majority of 75% of the conference participants supported the listing. I'm Seymourie Ainsborough. Thank you for listening.